Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
I have been so sick. I do not, you know, I remember this whole winter we were talking about how neither one of us had gotten sick.
Uh-huh.
You know, neither one of us had gotten the flu. Yeah. We were like, dudes, we are so like, yeah, baby, we're so healthy.
Yeah.
You know, cheese and crackers, man. So I got the shingles.
Mm.
Yeah. And I still have them all along the back of my legs.
Mm-hmm.
And they hurt like heck.
I bet.
But even worse, they got into my throat and into my ears.
I didn't know that could happen.
Well,
and then I Googled it, yeah. And I found out that there are worse places they can get into.
Oh, yeah. Any place with a nerve ending, you can get a shingle.
It could be a lot worse, I guess, is what
worse.
I'm saying.
It could be a lot worse.
I mean,
yeah.
The back of the throat sounds horrible.
It is.
But there are other places in your body.
Yes.
That would be way more horrible.
Yeah, there are. And, but yeah, so the worst part is that they kind of attacked. They made it feel like I was having a heart attack because
mm-hmm.
they were so deep in my throat, and it like kind of like clutched my heart because mm-hmm. it was making my esophagus seize, basically,
mm-hmm.
and it was making it hard for me to breathe. So every once in a while, you're going to hear me kind of like start wheezing, and I've become that girl who's had to carry around Vicks in her purse.
Vicks?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
The doctor recommended Vicks.
Yeah, because it helps. It helps relax it, and it helps you be able to breathe a little bit better.
Really?
So I've become that girl with Vicks in her nose.
Wow.
All the time.
I thought it was one of those old wives' tales,
no.
You know?
No. No. That's what they gave me. They even gave me that in the hospital.
How about
yeah.
that?
So I've become that girl.
Huh.
And so, yeah. So it hurts. It hurts like heck. And so, and it still hurts. So, yeah, bear with me, man. Yeah.
You poor thing.
Yeah. It's been awful.
Oh.
It's been awful.
Yeah, but on the bright side, I bet you've lost some weight.
I've lost 7 pounds.
Well, see what I mean?
I know.
See what I mean?
I know. I would rather have the 7 pounds back.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I'd rather have the 7 pounds back.
Nah, you won't. You don't. When you look in the mirror, you're like, okay. It was worth the 1 week of pain.
Not really. So yeah. So that's where I've been.
Wow. Well, and you're in a lot less pain now, at least.
Yeah. No, I am. I am, and medicated.
Oh, good.
Yes.
See?
Pharmaceuticals. Better living
nice.
Through pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
I have to take these. They were prescribed.
She said 2 years later.
That's right.
I don't have a problem.
I know you have a problem. I have a prescription.
Well, I'm glad you're back. It's really weird doing things by, you know, on your own.
I know.
On a two-person show.
I know. Well, and I listened to you because I was not sleeping that well. And so I was like at the hospital listening on my phone. And I was like, oh, Big Daddy, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you were killing me, Smalls.
I know, I'm sorry.
You're totally killing me, man.
I'm sorry.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
I know. Trust me. This,
you know?
Yeah.
But no one is sadder than the children that you are not here to support.
I know.
I don't want to make you feel bad or nothing.
I know, but we have not hit our 5,000.
But this is the second Easter in a row that you haven't been here for the children.
I know. I'm here. I'm here. Yeah. I'm working on it. I'm trying really hard.
Okay.
And I've got some irons in the fire about some more money coming in, hopefully.
Uh-huh.
So,
uh-huh.
You know, I'm working on it.
Well,
I promise.
If you've been on the fence about donating to the Mike and Trisha Easter Basket Drive.
God, please. We need
Let
it.
Her pain be your guide.
We really do need it. Because, look, here I am. I've got shingles on the backs of my legs, man.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am.
Yes.
I'm sitting here. I'm here. Please, please, please. We need your money.
Yeah, we do.
You know,
boy,
really
oh
bad.
Boy. Well, we don't. The kids
the
do.
The kids do. Yeah.
And they're so happy to have you back because,
well,
again, you abandoned them.
I did not.
And they were feeling lousy. All right. Well,
you're
welcome
so mean
back. Today's best mix, Mike and Trisha Mornings. Yeah, Trisha is back. She had a painful bout of shingles that kept her out all last week,
mm-hmm.
but she's back, which got us talking about the most physical pain you've ever had to endure, other than childbirth.
Right.
Trisha picked having twins over having shingles ever again in
yes.
her esophagus,
absolutely.
Which is where, you know, they wanted to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was one of the many parts of her body they wanted to hang out in. But it's one of the parts that they don't usually hang
right,
out in.
Right, right.
And when they do, I can't even imagine being able to eat, swallow.
Well, you can't. And see, that's the problem. And what I tell people is, because the doctors were like, well, what does the pain feel like? And I said, you know when you take too big a piece of bread and you can't swallow it?
Yeah, you get that dry lump.
Yeah, and it's like goes all the way down.
Yeah, and it hurts all the way down.
That's what it is.
Oh.
That's what it feels like. But that's for horrible. Like 15, 20 seconds at a time.
Oh, that's horrible.
And then it'll subside for like 5 minutes and then it'll kick back up. And yeah. It is just misery.
Someone sent me a link to an internet article about 13 pains that are worse than childbirth.
Okay.
Let me go down the list and read off some of them. Now, some of them people have already been commenting on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page because we put the question online as well on Mike and Tricia Facebook. Kidney stones is there at the top. Never had them. Don't want to. Anything I have to pass through my penis? No, thank you. Well, anything other than what, you were made to pass through there.
Okay, stop.
No, thank you. Especially anything that ends with the word stones.
Right?
You know?
You're like, that shouldn't be there.
No. A list of the stones I came with? No, thank you.
Original equipment?
Yeah. No, thank you. Toothache.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, you've had teeth aches before.
I've had some toothies ache.
Yeah.
And I can't. Every time I have a toothie ache, I can't imagine living back in the day when, you didn't really have what we have now to take care of toothaches.
No,
we didn't know any better. Can you imagine?
Oh, no.
Or like, I always think back to Castaway.
Oh, I know, when he has to break that thing out of his jaw. Yeah.
Yeah. Broken ribs.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you got to breathe.
Well, yeah.
Or cough.
Uh-huh.
I mean.
Well, just when you get a cold. Or the allergies.
Yeah.
And days later, when you're all sore.
Yeah.
Just coughing then. Mm-hmm. And now broken ribs. Nombre. let's see. Migraines.
Oh,
well, you can attest to that.
Yes.
My wife can attest to that.
Yeah.
Horrible. Somebody wrote about gout.
Mm-hmm.
Gout's on the list of 13 pains that are worse than childbirth. Serious burns.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Well, mostly because of the way that they take care of them.
Well, yeah.
Because they have to, scrape that top skin off and everything.
A couple of weeks ago. Oy. Well, I still have the scar from a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
When a piece of, I think it was like a splatter of oil dripped down on me.
Yeah.
And then I have another one over here where I was grilling outside and I touched the side of the grill.
Ow.
Yeah. But I mean, when we talk about third degree burns,
yes.
When people, get in car accidents
right.
or burned
house
in house
or something,
fires,
yeah.
And you're right, and you got to scrub all that stuff off every day.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. And there's really nothing you can do. Mm-mm. I mean, you can morphine all you want.
No, but, that's going to hurt like.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I can't even imagine any of those. Don't want
Mm-mm.
to.
Mm-mm.
No, thank you.
Yep.
Better you than me, for sure. Because I am the king of wuss, not the king of pain.
I know.
Mike and Tricia Mornings, if you're a glutton for punishment and you want to read about other people's painful bouts with something, just go to the Mike and Tricia Facebook page and read some of the comments that people have been posting about some of the pain
of
that they've had to endure.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that are horrible. Let's see here. Maria said, stop to render aid at a car accident and a huge man with boots stomped on my hand accidentally and broke it.
Ooh.
I was in a cast for 8 weeks. Eek.
Ooh.
Clay says that she feels me, Trisha. She said that she was 12 weeks pregnant and got the shingles.
Oh.
But because of the baby, can't take anything.
You can't take anything like you did.
Yep. Santiago says, having surgery to correct my deviated septum.
Oh.
They had to go in and break the nasal bone with a hammer and chisel. The pain after surgery was unbearable.
I bet.
Meds don't help.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And you stay away from me with that pepper.
Kiss FM.
Christian Mornings. Have you been keeping up with the Final Four, with the March Madness?
Well, yeah, you know why?
Huh.
Because I didn't want any of the Texas teams to win, and they are not going to win again.
That's right. Texas Tech was the last Texas team standing,
and
they lost yesterday.
Yeah. Pretty decisively, I think it was, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I stopped watching when they were down by quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, good. Okay, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
You're not going to win. So, yeah. So that was when I turned it off.
You don't want them to win because you want Texas Western to still be the only Texas team
that's right,
to
baby.
Ever win a national championship.
That is so
NCAA
right.
NCAA basketball championship,
mm-hmm.
huh?
And you know what? You know why else? Because I've got a lot of cousins in and around Texas. And they all, you know, we all grew up here in El Paso.
Yeah.
And they all love to root against us uh-huh. being the only ones having a thing. Like when a bunch of them went to UT Austin.
Right.
A bunch of them went to Tech.
It's a lot of that El Paso self-hatred.
There is.
That many El Pasoans have.
Yes. They would rather see us not be the only ones in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, than to have us just have that one thing, man. Just one thing. But you know what? It doesn't matter. No matter which Texas team wins, they're never going to beat our streak.
Yeah.
They'll never beat our streak.
No. Heck, how many years has it been now?
It's
I can't
been over
count.
50.
I don't math
it's 1966.
Well, so. Wow.
Yeah. So,
wow.
I mean, with the year I was born.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Man. Well, there is a team in the Final Four that hasn't been in the Final Four in 55 years.
Right.
So, I mean, there is a Cinderella, a dark horse this year.
Well, Loyola.
That's the one.
Yeah. And
Loyola,
they,
Chicago.
And they also, in 1963, also had African-American players. Now, they didn't do what we did, which was start five players.
Yeah.
But they did start two or three.
Right.
You know, and so Loyola, a lot of Loyola people are jumping all over people on social media saying, oh, yeah. Excuse me, whatever, man. You guys weren't the first ones to start, you know, African Americans in the NCAA tournament. And we're
sure.
like, we never said that.
Right, yeah.
We said
no.
we were the first to start a whole squad.
All five of the starting five.
Right, exactly.
African American players. That's right. What they do have, though, is a sister Jean.
Yes.
Who has captured the hearts and minds of America.
I love Sister Jean.
America's loving the Sister Jean.
She's a sweetheart.
Who's been a fan of theirs since, my gosh, I guess since when they were first there 55 years ago in the Final Four. And she's all over TV.
Yes, she is.
And she's trash talking.
I know.
And she's getting invited to do all kinds of things.
She's telling God, we pray for the other team, but not to win.
That's right. People are just loving her, man. Loving her. Here's a clip of her doing the pregame prayer before they played Nevada.
Okay.
Phones here today for me to give you the numbers of the guys, but I have a way of getting those to you. So just be alert, stay focused, use your heads and your hearts, and let's make that next game our Elite Eight. God bless us, go Ramblers, and amen.
She's a doll. They asked her, hey, Sister Jean, what did you give up for Lent? And she goes, losing. I know. I love her.
Yeah. She's hilarious. America loves her. The internet loves her. In fact, she's become so famous.
Kiss FM.
It's been a week, huh?
Dude. It has been a week. Yes, it has.
How weak were you in that 1 week?
Oh, dude. It was so bad. It was so bad. It was like, I really honestly thought I was having a heart attack. I really did. It was like, this hurts like hell. Get me to the hospital right now.
Yeah. Trisha had to fight back shingles.
Yeah.
For over a week.
Yeah. And still am. They're still on the back of my legs. I've still got, you know, some on my back. And,
right.
But yeah. But they're not active.
Oh,
so
good.
They're just like, they're healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, when you texted me and you told me that had gotten into your ear and your throat.
Oh, dude.
I was like, how is this even possible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you read up on them on the internet, first of all, you find out that, you know, you're going to die. But secondly, you find out that it's like a skin thing. So I'm like, well, how in the world are they in her ear and in the back of her throat?
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife tells me, oh, that's nothing. You don't even want me to tell you where else they can get into.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, any place that has a nerve ending, because that's what they attack.
Gosh,
they attack your nerve endings.
Yeah, yeah.
So anything that has a nerve ending can get a shingle.
Uh-huh.
You know?
And there's way worse orifices in a human body that apparently they can get into.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
So I'm like, what you're saying is she's actually pretty lucky.
I know, right?
They got into the ear and the throat. Yup.
Yeah. Yeah. When I went to the when I went to the hospital and they looked in my ears, the doctor goes, ooh, ouch, ooh, yow, there's one on your eardrum. And I'm like, yes, there is, I know.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's really uncomfortable.
Oh.
Yeah. The only good thing about getting the shingles is that, okay, two things. Well, you can't really eat comfortably.
Uh-huh. And that's good because you lose some
weight. Because you lose some weight.
Right.
And then, well, they give you pharmaceuticals.
And they give you painkillers.
They do.
That's good because, you know, there isn't a national crisis with painkillers.
Yeah, no, not
so
much.
So that's good.
Yeah.
And number three, you also told me that your doctor told you no exercising.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, for the time being.
Man.
Yeah.
you hit the triple right there, man.
I know.
Wow.
Not that I could if I wanted to. It wipes me out to take a shower.
Yeah.
It really does. Last night I was going to get in the shower and I thought, you know, I'll just get in the shower at like 8 o'clock, right? I laid down on my bed for 45 minutes, like a fish out of water,
uh-huh.
like going, oh my God, uh-huh. I'm so tired. I can't do this.
Yeah. Oh my God. Just from taking a shower.
Yes. Yeah. It just wipes me out.
Yeah.
It just wipes me out.
Right. Well, lucky you, no exercise. And that's doctor's orders too. So no one can give you crap about that.
Right.
880-9393, other than childbirth. Okay, so like childbirth or shingles, in your experience, mm-hmm. which has been the most painful?
Shingles.
The shingles is more painful than childbirth.
I would rather have a baby. I would. I absolutely would.
Other than childbirth, what's the most physical pain that you've ever had to endure?
Okay.
880-9393. Kiss FM! I'm going to be the Mike and Christian Mornings King of Pain today. Other than childbirth, B, what's the most physical pain you've ever had to endure?
It was hand, foot, and mouth. It's basically blisters all over, but you get them mainly in your hands, your feet, and your mouth. Basically, I lost all my toenails and all the skin on the bottoms of my feet and the palms of my hands.
How do you get this?
Is it like the herpes?
No, it's something that my kids got while at school. It's kind of like chicken pox, I guess you can say. You get it once and that's it.
Uh-huh. Like shingles?
Probably.
Virus.
I've never had shingles. Yeah, it's like a virus.
Mm-hmm.
And oh it's just, I lost, like I said, the skin on my hands, my feet. I mean, to get up and walk was just, I'd rather go through childbirth.
Oh, I bet.
Lord. And your poor kids. Did they get it too?
They had it because they're the ones who gave it to mom.
Oh.
But theirs isn't as bad. As a kid, it's not as bad. They get a couple of blisters here and there, but it goes away pretty quick.
Wow.
And for an adult, it lasts way longer and it's way worse.
Ugh.
You are like, why can't you be like the other kids and just bring home lice?
Lice, you know, something.
Yeah, I know. Or maybe a ringworm or two.
I know, right? How long did it take you to get better?
About 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Lord. Bless your heart.
Thank God you had kids, though, because you could make them bring you everything.
I know, right?
You wouldn't have to get up if you didn't really want to.
Right? You little monsters for bringing this home.
That's right.
Serve mom for a moment. Yeah.
Get me a sandwich. All right,
thanks,
B. Thanks for calling, B. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Yeah, so Trisha's back after a week-long painful bout with shingles.
Yeah.
So we want to know about the most physical pain that you have ever had to endure.
Hey, Johnny.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Okay, so you can't have children, but you went through something terrible. What was it?
Yes, I was in a very serious car accident. I was going about 80 miles per hour, and some car pulled out in front of me when I checked lanes. I lost control and I wrapped my car around the tree.
No.
I fractured all of my back, fractured two ribs, split my head wide open, and broke my neck.
Were you wearing a seatbelt?
No, I wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Oops. Well, listen to you. Do you wear seatbelts now?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
What?
Johnny.
It's just a really bad habit. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
After you went through that?
Yeah. But to everyone out there, should wear their seatbelts because you never know what could happen in a matter of seconds.
Well, yeah, Johnny, pay attention to yourself.
Johnny, physician, heal thyself.
Oh my God! How long did it take you to get like better?
It took me a couple months, to be honest.
Were you in a body cast?
No. Not really, no.
No, and how were the painkillers? Plentiful?
Oh, man, no. Painkillers suck. They didn't give me nothing.
Nothing, huh? They didn't even touch you, did they?
Yeah, just when I was in the hospital, they hooked me up with some good stuff. But when I got out...
Yeah, they give you the cheap stuff. Me, like,
sweet tarts. I know, right? Yeah, they gave me sweet tarts, man. Yeah,
they give you a bottle of Tic Tacs, don't they?
Yeah. They're like, good luck with that, man.
All right.
Yeah, man. You know what?
Let me tell you a little secret, Johnny, because I have friends in the healthcare business. That's what they give people that don't wear their seatbelts.
That's right. They're like, Vas a ver. Vas a ver.
Oh, man.
All right, Johnny.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Johnny.
Buckle up, S.A.
Right?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's the most pain that you've ever had to endure? 880-9393. Or if you prefer, you can always tell us about it online. Just go to the Mike and Trisha Facebook. Kiss FM.
Hey.
Okay, so
how's it going?
Well, better.
Better, yeah.
So we're talking about something. Now, you don't have the option of giving birth. But
no.
Maybe there's something that's been super, super painful for you to endure. What was it?
Okay, so when I was in college, I bought a motorcycle. And so I was heading down this road in Ohio, and this girl pulled out and did a 3-point U-turn in front of me. So I laid my bike down and rolled for 70 feet.
Oh, yes.
And I broke my ankle and burned up my knees and got a bunch of asphalt in my knee.
Mm.
And so when I got to the hospital, the ambulance came, took me to the hospital. They sat me down. They took a big sponge full of peroxide, squeezed it right over my kneecap.
Oh, God.
And then they took a plastic wire brush plastic brush and just went back and forth, side to side, to get the asphalt out.
Oh, my God.
It was so painful. I saw white light. I mean, I couldn't scream. I was in so much pain.
Oh, my God.
That was the worst pain I ever felt in my life.
Oh,
and I'll never forget it.
Bad.
You know what? I hate to tell you this, but I have friends in the medical profession, and they're like, people who do stupid things on motorcycles were not always that nice to them.
Yeah.
Because
it's not his fault, though.
No, I know. I know.
It wasn't my fault. Yeah.
No, I know. But they're like they hate motorcycles so much.
Right, right, yeah.
Because they're so dangerous.
Yeah, no, I think Jake will agree that he's probably seen some people do some really stupid stuff on a bicycle.
Yeah.
Especially on I-10, where they just weave in and out,
God,
in and
those
out.
Those people are so stupid.
Jake, however, is an exception to the rule.
I know,
he had to lay that bike down.
Well, yeah. I mean, poor guy. Bless your heart, Lord.
Wow, Jake, my man.
So after you put your eyeballs back in your skull,
no kidding.
Right out.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, man. Exactly. I mean, I was wearing, you know, full gear. I had a helmet on and everything, and it was a good thing too because I examined the helmet later, and a small pebble had lodged right in the top of the helmet. So if I wouldn't have worn my helmet, might not be here today.
Oh, yeah. Yikes!
Or you would have been speaking to us differently.
Yeah, exactly.
Lord. But,
all right, Jake. Thanks for calling.
And thanks for grossing us all out, Jake. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right,
bye-bye. Bye, Jake.
We're looking for the Mike and Trisha Mornings King of Pain. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
What's the most physical pain, other than childbirth, that you've ever had to endure?
I was telling Trish that I had like my gallbladder had flared up really bad. It was the worst pain ever. Not even a month later, I was back in the operating room and I had to get my appendix taken out. And I had to recuperate from both. And you know what? I have my daughter now. She's 14. I would take having maybe twins if I could compared to having, you know, a gallbladder and an appendix taken out because I couldn't get up. I couldn't walk. I had to depend so much on my family to take care of me.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. You're just silently praying that you don't have to sneeze or cough, right?
I know.
You know what? If I had to do that, it was probably, you know, I felt like all of my insides were going to come out. It hurt so bad.
Yeah.
So I don't wish any kind of pain on anybody. And there's so many women that say, you know, when they have their baby, they're going through childbirth, you know, they blame it on their husband.
Yeah.
You know what? No, don't put that kind of blame on anybody because it hurts.
Yeah, boy, I bet. Yeah, I've had my gallbladder taken out too.
Yeah.
And, you know, leading up to finding out that it has to come out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There is just no comfortable position.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
None
whatsoever. Because you have to go through that pain first to know that there's a problem.
Exactly.
And so,
All right, Erica. I really have felt your pain.
Well, you guys have yourselves a great morning and a great weekday, and you guys take care of yourselves.
Thanks, Erica.
I appreciate you listening.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.